Richard Marshall to Park Avenue ahead, sent the keeper the wrong way to the left-hand side, and Avenue have a fantastic, crucial lead here at the Horsfall, and Hensford now have given themselves a mountain to climb despite an opening very positive first 25 minutes. It's Park Avenue 1, Hensford 0. Drifted towards the far post, up go the heads, and another goal for Park Avenue. It's Clayton with the header. Wonderful, wonderful corner taken by Jordan Deasy. Pinpoint accuracy towards the head of Clayton, and the keeper has to dive desperately to his right. Not good enough, I'm afraid. Avenue have a second goal, double their advantage, and now this is looking very, very good for John Deasy and Park Avenue.
Yeah, it was a lovely corner right onto Adam Clayton's head. Perhaps a strange person to be climbing above the likes of Riley and Knowles, but he rose superbly to Clayton and he hit that. He just placed it into the far corner and there was no chance for the keeper. That's 2-0 to the Avenue.
Dunkley just keeps it in. Drifts past one challenge. Three or four green shirts around him, diving in the penalty area. Has he given that?
He's given it.
He's given a penalty?
Yep.
It looked like a blatant dive to me.
It honestly did. Well.
I'm not just saying that. It looked like an absolute dive. He charged past. There were two or three green players in the penalty area going for the ball. And it just looked like somebody had breathed on him and Dunkley went flying in the penalty area. 45th minute of the game at the Horsfall. It's going to be taken by Clements, right-footed. Good save by John Lamb. That's a super save. All you can do is guess the right way, but he went full committed to the right-hand side and saved very well. Got down so quickly. And Hensford must now be starting to think it might not be their afternoon. Drury got James ahead of him. Drury turns to penalty area. Put inside. Might try one in the penalty area. Drury with his shot. A third goal for Park Avenue. And that surely is the final now for Avenue. 3-0 ahead. And Drury, we talked about his hunger. We talked about the desire. Drove into the penalty area. Cut inside the two centre halves, Johnson and Dunkley. And just drove one past the keeper. Park Avenue 3. Hensford Town 0. 28th minute of the second half. Avenue have a corner, which as we look is from the left-hand side. Jordan Deasy to take it with those luminous orange boots. Swung in towards the far post. Up go the heads. Free header on the far post. Another goal for Avenue. And that time it's Knowlesy. James Knowles. The easiest glancing header in the box, unmarked. What were the Hensford defenders thinking? They just didn't pick the men up. And again, it's that inch perfect cross from Jordan Deasy, who's been so good today. Falls for Nathan Hott. Hott past the D. Tries to drive one in the box in the mud. Lovely turn from Marshall. Oh, it's too easy for Avenue. Just took a chance just to put his foot on the ball, turned full circle and prodded past a desperate Dan Crane. That's a fifth goal for Avenue. And as we said, it's almost too easy. 5-0 heading into a final. Cleared away by Avenue towards Matty James. Final whistle goes here at the Horsfall Stadium. Park Avenue have won it at a canter and are now in the final against FC United of Manchester. It's finished here at Park Avenue. Bradford 5, Hensford 0.